This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Seven Wonders in 70 Minutes, a podcast series based on the book Wonderlust, written by Julie Woods, that's me, and illustrated by Ron Esplin, that's you.
Yeah. Grazie.
In these 7 10-minute episodes, we are going to visit the seven wonders of the world through the paintbrush of Ron Esplin and the sensory diaries of that blind woman, Julie Woods. This is episode 5, and wonder 5 is the Statue of Christ in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Hola, Ron.
Hola.
And welcome to South America. Would you like to describe the painting that you did of Christ the Redeemer, please?
Well, I decided that I would approach this one in a different way from what it was most often done by artists and photographers, and that is by pointing the camera at the statue of Christ from at his front, and to just have him with his arms outstretched and surveying the city below him. I decided to do a painting from behind him. The reason was that one of the seven wonders of the world, it is indeed, but one of the seven wonders of the natural world is the harbour of Rio de Janeiro. And so I thought, well, we'll get them both in, two wonders at a time. And the other thing that I wanted to convey was at the back of him, there's actually a little chapel. And I've sort of painted that in, and the buses that pull up, and Sugarloaf Mountain, which is one of the famous landmarks of Rio de Janeiro. So it's quite covers a lot of ground, this particular painting. And I'm very pleased with it because we've got a bit of the buildings and the layout of, you know, where you would expect to see the Rio de Janeiro city with reference to the statue.
Every day I am away, I write down one thing I smell, hear, taste and touch. My sensory diary entry for the day we visited Christ the Redeemer in Brazil. Wednesday, the 17th of September, 2014. Smell, Brazilian red wine. Hear the sound of tourists clicking photographs at the Statue of Christ. Taste, cashew juice. Touch, travelling on an outdoor escalator up to the foot of the Statue of Christ. And I think for me, Ron, that typifies the experience because we were outside and I'd never been on an outdoor escalator before, which was quite a thing.
Indeed, it was something different. Of course, getting up to the top there is there are all sorts of ways of getting up. One of the most popular Humvees, they're racing around dragging people up there. And then when you arrive, of course, what have you got? Everybody standing there trying to work their way into a photograph that includes the statue of Christ the Redeemer. Perhaps with their head underneath his hand or something like that.
Yeah. Well, that, as I say, that's my memory of hearing the, and I guess a lot of them would be digital cameras then, but that clicking sound of so many people and posing as Christ as he does in the statue, which was built in 1931 to commemorate 100 years of independence from the Portuguese.
It was. It's the newest, actually, I think, of the Seven Wonders of the World, and it was really opened in 1926, if I'm not mistaken. And he is there, standing there with his arms outstretched, and it reminds me a lot of Vitruvian Man, which was Leonardo da Vinci's drawing, showing the arms and legs of a man within a circle to emphasize that, in fact, a man with his arms outstretched, that distance is the same as from his the bottom of his feet to the top of his head. And that's what the Art Deco representation of the statue of Christ the Redeemer in Rio de Janeiro looks like.
It's quite hard when you're blind to experience something like that because it's so visual and it's up so high. I remember trying to tap the toe of Christ with my cane. It stands on a plinth and it's 98 feet high or 30 metres high. So there's no way a blind woman's going to get close to it. But just to feel the plinth and to be able to attempt to touch the toe was good enough for me. And then you mentioned the chapel, of course, around the back underneath, a lovely quiet space that you could go into that not many people went into, but we did.
Yes, we did. And I think they are unaware of its existence. But it was a lovely little spot to go in, very, very quiet. There was no one else in there when we went in. And you just had a feeling of peace inside that chapel. And I thought it was a wonderful thing that they had built that into the design. The statue itself is 30 metres tall, so it's just give you an idea of the immensity of it. And, of course, it's pretty much the same wide. There are bigger ones now being that have been built in Brazil since. But, of course, this is the first one.
We came down and stopped, I remember, at a lookout and looked over Ipanema Beach and the song, The Girl from Ipanema Beach, which Augusto, our guide, said was now a granny. So I like that concept. And we met people on those tours, and I think one of them stood out for you, Ron.
Mm-hmm.
The Scottish woman.
Oh, hi, the new. Uh-huh. And she, is this the one that was seemed to be terribly worried about losing a body part because the rumours were that your rings and your wristwatch and so on were in danger of being stolen by taking part of a limb off. And she was missing all the wonderful views and all the wonderful experiences by trying to protect herself from the so-called body thieves that were going to be coming to attack her and take her watch away. And I would have said to her, perhaps don't wear a watch that's quite so expensive.
Yeah, she was. It was interesting to observe. And, of course, once again, what you think is dangerous is not always the case. We visited the favelas in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. The, you know, well, I don't like to call them slums. I don't like that word. But, in fact, we visited in the daytime, which it seemed to be safe. I did ask Augusto when it wasn't safe to be in the favelas, and he said at night time. And I said, is it night? In my diary entry for that visit was the smell of fresh flowers and the sound of happy children. And
yes.
I think you recall seeing the stalls of flowers.
Yes, it was absolutely. I had no fear whatsoever in the favelas. There were, it's such a, seems to work like clockwork. People are living there. They don't pay any rent or anything like that. They do make a bit of money by selling flowers or paintings, or they let out some of the rooms that they've got, which have fantastic views, as good as any in Rio de Janeiro, looking out over the harbour and so on. And it was such a wonderful experience to go to a place like that. The electricity, I think they pinch it from the system.
And, of course, we visited Copacabana Beach, which is a crime spot, but all the popular spots where the tourists go. So interesting, what you think can be dangerous isn't always. Obrigado, Ron. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Seven Wonders in 70 Minutes with Julie Woods and Ron Esplin. To contact Ron, you can email him ronesplinartist@gmail.com or me, julie@thatblindwoman.co.nz. This is episode 5 of 7. We look forward to having you back with us for episode 6. Obrigado.
Obrigada.
I'm that blind woman, Julie Woods, proud sponsor of 7 Wonders in 70 Minutes. The World in 360 Minutes is a sound project containing 36 10-minute episodes taking you across the globe. We started with the first series, Around the World in 80 Minutes, and then 7 Wonders in 70 Minutes. In these podcasts, we explore what we see when we travel, me through my four senses and Ron through his paintbrush. You can check me out, That Blind Woman Julie Woods, at thatblindwoman.co.nz or ring me on 021 913 513. Why not?
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.